When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna DeVlantes. For many of us, that means travel via car, train, plane for many who are headed to O'Hare and Midway Airport right now. That's why we thought it would be important right now to speak with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. His show, Eye and Travel, also airs Sundays on WGN. How are you today, Peter?
I'm hanging in and happy almost Thanksgiving.
Are you traveling today?
I'm about as far away from O'Hare as you can get. I'm actually in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my gosh. How many days a year do you travel? Every single day?
No, but it's about 320.
That's a lot. That is a lot. That's why we turn to you, because today, as you can imagine, O'Hare and Midway are very, very busy. Is this the busiest day, or will Sunday be the busiest day for air travel?
Well, traditionally, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the reason why they made the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It has been the busiest day, but this year that's not going to be the case, because everybody, for reasons that are still unknown, has decided they want to come back on Sunday. So that's the big bad day. It's Sunday.
It's going to get uglier. So if you think you're dealing with hassles today, wait till Sunday. If you have a question for Peter, our phone number is 312-981-7200. I Googled this because I found it very humorous about traveling for Thanksgiving with gravy. The TSA actually had to address this issue because apparently this is a thing. People want to take a gallon of gravy to their dinner wherever they're traveling. Have you heard of this?
Oh, it happens every year like clockwork. It's the old 311 rule. And it's really enforced not really across the board, meaning I've seen situations where the TSA considered a peanut butter and jelly sandwich as a liquid. I've seen situations that a pecan pie was denied because it was considered not a solid. Look, if you want to bring something to Granny, FedEx it. right, you don't. The last thing you want to do is get stuck on this day or in any holiday period with baked goods or fruit or food that might be considered banned by the TSA. Now, you can go on their website. They have a website that will tell you specifically what is banned. But then again, it gets down to a definition of terms by individual TSA agents, some of whom have not yet learned the real true definition of the word liquid.
So I would dread being the person behind that person with pecan pie trying to get through the TSA security, because I'm like, come on, we have flights to catch. What kind of delays do you expect? I mean, we have to be kind to the people who are working in airports, because my guess is they're short-staffed. Is that still true?
That is a directly correct guess. There are short-staffed in every sector, whether it's the airport, the airline, restaurants, hotels. Every sector of the travel industry right now is feeling the pain of not enough people to work, and that's when it's not crowded. So imagine what today's like. You have a situation where we're short-staffed pilots. Some airlines have offered their flight attendants essentially combat pay with bonuses to work over the holidays. In some cases, the flight attendants took them up on that. They also offered a similar deal to the pilots, and the pilots union rejected it. So it's not just worrying about this four-day weekend here. It's worrying about the rest of the next 6 months as to whether or not the airlines can stabilize the schedule, given their workforce, to be able to deliver what you thought they were going to deliver when you bought your ticket.
This is CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, correct? That's where you are right now?
And it ain't Riyadh, New Jersey.
And so what happens if there's a weather delay or your flight gets canceled? What are the rights of the consumers who purchase those tickets?
Well, under normal circumstances, the airline will do all best efforts to put you on their next available flight, which doesn't really exist during the holidays because they're all full. So what a lot of smart travelers have been doing, especially since the airlines have gotten rid of those draconian ticket change fees, if they've already gone out and paid for and made reservations for the next flight anyway, so that if, in fact, they do get bumped or the plane gets canceled or delayed, they're actually holding a seat on the next flight. If they don't need that next seat, they just cancel the flight and they don't lose their money.
Okay, that must be for really experienced travelers, people who do travel a lot for business, because it seems like when I've gone on to try and do something like that, I'm booked on a flight and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to cover myself and book myself on the next flight. They come back and they go, you already have a ticket purchased.
No, actually, to tell you the truth, they don't. The only time you have seat duplications is if you have two reservations on the same flight. So it's not about being a veteran traveler. It's just about being a smart one. And in a situation where you don't have any penalty now for canceling a flight, there's only one exception to that, which, by the way, I will tell you, because people should never buy basic economy tickets, because that's the one thing that the airlines exempted from when they got rid of the ticket change fees. A basic economy flight, that kind of a ticket, is a use-it-or-lose-it proposition. So, you know, for another $30 to get the next step up in the fare category, buy yourself a very cheap insurance policy. That's what it is. Don't buy the basic economy ticket. Buy the next rung up. You'll be protected.
I'm getting some text messages that said that there's not too much congestion right now at O'Hare. We expect that that will continue to build as the afternoon goes on. How long should people give themselves to get through security on either today or on Sunday when they return?
Well, you know, those text messages that you got are not surprising, since a lot of people got out of town last Friday. That was a huge day, 2.2 million people screened by the TSA. But once again, as we just said earlier, that doesn't accommodate for what's going to happen this coming Sunday. So today, get out there at least 2 hours ahead of time, because the security will be long and somewhat congested. And that doesn't even take into account any weather that might fly in, not necessarily in Chicago, but where you're going to or where you want to come back from. So that's the intangible here. So far, the weather across the U.S. seems to be holding up pretty well.
And so is it true to say, Peter, that if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, pour it, that it's no good, you've got to check it, right?
Yeah.
But you also indicated that it's a little bit negotiable depending on the TSA agent. They let some things go through and they stop other people.
They do. It just gets into a confusing area of what defines a liquid. I mean, is an ice cream cone a liquid? Somebody has to tell me that. I don't know. Is ice? How about ice itself?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a problem. And especially during the holidays, when people want to bring stuff to family members, it gets a little crazy.
So make your life easy. Like he said, FedEx it or get to your destination and make it there. We hope that you have an enjoyable time in Saudi Arabia and wherever your next destination takes you. And we'll be listening to WGN on Sunday to listen to your show, Eye on Travel. And thank you for calling today, Peter. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. I did get this text from 847. They said, took some family members to O'Hare today, driving posted speed limits. I left Gurnee at 1 p.m., arrived at O'Hare United departures, drop off at 1:40, no traffic congestion, not much drop off congestion, especially for the busiest travel day of the year. They put that in parentheses. Very surprised. Now in the driveway in Gurnee at 2:10. Which is, that's surprising to me too. But like Peter said, a lot of people left last Friday. It's Sunday. Sunday is going to be the busiest travel day if you are flying. So be prepared. Give yourself plenty of time to get there and to get through your security lines.